Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Y'all, it finally happened today, April 9th, 8:42 in the p.m. Central Time. Poodle is wearing a cut-off t-shirt trying to lure me, and it's not going to happen.
Lure you?
I am not attracted to you. You're trying to show me your milky white shoulders air.
The shoulders are out, y'all. The creamy alabaster shoulders are out. Ooh.
Oddly enough.
Freckles on them, too. It's hot.
Bleh. Do you look fine in a cutoff tank showing your shoulders? However, I have to say, and I think you're going to agree with me, and you're going to know I'm not meaning this shade. I mean it real. I think you would totally look better in a Tiffany Shoulders McGee shirt.
Oh, I would. No, those are better for me.
Like, that would be so
like right
pretty
here.
On you.
Oh, yeah. They're my best.
You should
asset.
Get some to wear for our live shows. Like you wear
good,
a blazer,
good shoulders with it, and then when I get warm, I just take off, and I've got a Tiffany shirt on with my shoulders exposed. It's kind of the best of all worlds. I don't, how I don't like my arms hot, and I want to wear my jacket like Yara.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like something holding. I like something a little bit on my trunk. But I want to have my arms exposed.
So that way you can eat, but you don't feel warm.
Exactly.
Something's covering up your eating.
Exactly. Yo, this is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
And I'm sitting here in a cutoff sleeve shirt. It is so, in my new place, it is so lovely in the afternoon. It's like a cool breeze coming through. That's what they call me in
wonderful.
College. Cool Breeze.
There goes Cool Breeze.
No, I would like to be called Cool Breeze, but I'm not a Cool Breeze ever.
No. There goes Sea Breeze. Why is she called Sea Breeze?
Seaman
Breeze.
After
you fuck her, your dick burns.
Gotta go to the clinic.
Pimples are cleared up.
Gotta see a maritime doctor. Only kind of stuff you get stuff from her is in the ocean. It's maritime cures. It's like it's like malaria pills.
Exactly. Scurvy.
Yeah. Speaking of, y'all, it's the doomsday clock of me getting plugged moved 2 more days. So it's officially about 10 days now. 10 days out, where you'll hear a small explosion over the city of Los Angeles.
Boy, I bet they're. Have you changed your profile to vaccinated bottom?
I'm not changed. I'm not going to say that. I find it.
It just says vax, V-A-X, and then a peach sign.
Vax fuck.
It's vax peach and then the number 4 and then it says eggplant grande.
TM. It's gonna happen.
Well, good.
I may have to do some aerobics and stretch.
Well, apparently it's gonna happen on this episode of Summer House because everyone's fucking.
Y'all. Everybody's fucking but me.
But
it's a great
me.
Song. Who is that by? It's by somebody.
Lerner and Ho.
That was a good one.
Y'all, this is Summer House.
This is Summer House.
Season 5, episode 10, called Couples Retreat.
And this is the worst couples retreat ever.
This was, I told Poodle before we started.
Do you think this is the worst episode of the season?
This is the worst episode of the season. Yeah. This was the most boring episode. Like, I bought this episode.
Me too. Because my TiVo didn't record.
Yeah, so I bought it on YouTube and watched it double speed.
And you were still bored.
Still wasn't fast enough.
I gotta say, when the show is good, it's good. When there's drama and when it's... And when they try to give them things to do outside the house, like going on a boat trip, it feels desperate and it makes me sad for them.
It doesn't, I guess I see the desperate. For me, it feels desperate in the way that they're all stuck in the house and like we all were, and they hate that. So when they get out, they all get along because they're so happy to get out.
They all get wasted. Yeah.
In most reality show formats, when people take trips,
they fight.
Shit goes down on the trip.
Yeah.
But this is the opposite. It's boring.
Yeah. So, do we have any announcements?
Even Lindsay and Steven were not that excited.
Right. I was kind of, I do want to do, before we get into it, I do want to do a little Summer House Theater at the very top. Okay, but do we have any announcements? We're going to do, we're announcing the winners of March Madness Review-a-Palooza on our, probably tomorrow.
It depends. It depends on what Poodle's tech situation's going like.
Yo, I had someone, I had someone come in and work on my internet today. It was working fine. 10 minutes before we started the show, it took a dive.
So I don't know.
Now it seems to be okay.
If you get episodes of Single Life, or you get an episode of Single Life this week, technology worked. If you didn't, technology's not working.
The technology gods have cursed me, and the only way that will be, you have to throw a Commodore 64 into an active volcano.
It's true. We're trying.
So take your Commodore 64 that you've got in your garage and throw it into a volcano, and that will possibly help me with my tech curse. Did you ever watch American Gods? Did you? Oh, it was the first season was fantastic. There was Gillian Anderson was media, and you would like American Gods.
Mostly
because that guy Ricky Whittle on it has a huge dong.
He does.
And yeah, we've both seen it. Huge pendulous dong. His pendulous dong.
Don't mind it all. What time is it? Dong time. Ding dong.
Dong time. It's dong time. What time is it? Come on up. It's dong time.
Tick tock, tick tock. Gotta sit on the tick. Tick tock, tick tock. Isn't it
real? We need to do that. That needs to be our kind of slow jams, disco ish kind of dong. It's dong time. Gonna sit down on that dong time.
12 o'clock is dong.
it's like 12 o'clock, you're gonna sit on that dong. 1 o'clock, you're tired of sitting on that dong. 2 o'clock, you eat some ice cream. 3 o'clock, you're back to sitting on that dong. It's dong.
Is that dong time, or is that your sex life that you just described? Because, y'all, every time Poodle fucks, he wants ice cream.
Or I want a snack. And then you go back to it. I'll never forget. The most romantic thing a guy ever said to me was, what snack do we want to have between fucking? And I went, I think you may be the one. Then he suggested milkshakes. Wow. And I was like, no, we'll be sluggish. Like you need something kind of like that gives you a little
butter
energy.
Can't have dairy.
I know.
Oh, he was strictly top.
Kind of, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all in it for himself too. Anyway.
Well,
it was nice. It was Camelot while it lasted. Which was one night. Should we talk about the show?
I think that's it for announcements. Yeah, I think we can go.
Okay. As far as let's just do an episode of the 90 Days Theater, Summer House Theater at the very top of
sure.
This is Lindsay finding Stephen with his I Heart You in LED candles below her balcony, aka Romeo and Juliet style. And scene. Oh my God. Oh my God. How, what are you doing down there? Hi.
I
What is this song?
I love you, and I bought a lot of batteries for these candles. Please don't leave me be alone.
Well, this is awkward.
Can we get back together?
You know, I don't have an answer for you right now.
I just want to say I'm here. I'm just a boy staring at you, and you're 34.
Don't you dare. But, you know, I don't have an answer, but can we, like, start with a date? But I still want you to stay
sure,
in the house.
But I'll go, okay, I'll go home. Wait. Oh, wait. So, date, I thought
you
I'd
just
go
understand?
Home tonight.
No, you're going to sleep on the wait. Couch. And basically, I'm going to, like, play a game with you. So I'm going to play hard to get for a while until I have, like, four lover boys on me. And then I'm going to be, like, on you like white on rice. Okay? So as long as you know the plan.
Can we have sex tonight still?
Not until I grab you and say we're going to go have sex. Understand?
But we're going to have sex tonight.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
Stephen, I need you to just pull your own weight here.
Okay, I'm just saying that, you know.
You're going to have to prove yourself.
I'm going to prove myself, and I'm not going to flinch no matter what you tell me.
Perfect. So, who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
And scene.
Y'all, this is so confusing. She just fucked his head up again. She wants grand gestures. So he thinks
she got what she wanted.
She got what she wanted. And it's kind of like that, like when the cat catches the mouse, it doesn't really know what to do with it.
It does.
It's like just bats it around a little bit and plays. And then the cat would rather it not die, because if it dies, the corpse is not going to move around.
And it has nothing that's exciting.
I know. So she.
Y'all, Lindsay has a dead mouse. And that's a perfect analogy. She has a dead mouse, and she doesn't know what to
doesn't
do with
this
mouse.
Doesn't know
what
to do with it. So you know what? Later on, like you said, she's gonna fuck it. She's gonna fuck that dead mouse.
She's gonna fuck that dead mouse
because she's got a couple lover boys in her, and she's horny. And I loved this segment. It was just absurd.
I mean, this is jumping around, but my next kind of teabag, because I think it goes along with this, is, y'all, because remember, that's the way we do the show. We kind of do teabags.
Because just reiterating about this show would make me die a slow death.
Yeah. This is already going to be an 18-minute show, because this episode was so boring. Don't judge us. But my second teabag was, Lindsay sat Stephen down to tell her that she was late on her period and had a false negative pregnancy test. a 16-year-old single girl pregnant with triplets. Like the dramaticism about it.
And she used a pregnancy scare to see how ready he was really was willing to have children and when.
She's like, so I wasn't pregnant at all.
But what do you think about if I was? She loves to do these for instances. So what if I was pregnant? What would you do? What would you do? What would you want to do? Tell me. I want you to tell me, and I'm going to evaluate everything you say.
And luckily, Stephen seems fine. And then even later, it shows him in the bathroom where they usually fuck, and he says, "I think are they fucking?" When he tells her, by the way, I didn't flinch when you told me.
I think they're at least doing some heavy petting.
I think that's what he said to her while he was eating her out, and that made her orgasm.
Yes.
She's like,
because
oh,
that means unabashed fealty to her is how she gets off. And I will say,
she's kind of like Cersei from Game of Thrones, but she doesn't kill people.
Yeah, but she's not that. She's also not that much of a planner.
Yeah, that's true.
She is a planner. She's just not a good planner.
No.
I just think that being in a relationship with Lindsay would be my worst nightmare.
It would be like being in love with like a with like ketamine.
Some nights are great nights. Others are you can barely remember what happened, and your asshole's bloody the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just sweating profusely, yeah. And you don't know why. That's Lindsay.
Yeah. I'm so glad she's on the show, though. Because she's
the only funny, interesting thing.
I will say she provides so much. Her and Paige's one-liners, everyone else I could just throw away. But I'd jerk off to Carl. But everybody else, I don't care.
I think Lindsay is probably the most reality TV.
She is.
Like,
she's
worthy
gold.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I know why they want her back. So yours was the pregnancy thing. My next tea bag is Carl taking a shower. Y'all, Carl was masturbating in that shower.
Yeah.
Just so we're aware.
Yeah.
No one takes. I one time told a woman who, well, she was a girl because she was like 18. She was a counselor. Her name was Callie at the camp that we used to teach in. And she's like, my boyfriend takes really long showers. She's like, what's wrong with that? Because I said, honey, if he's taking a shower that's longer than 20 minutes, he's jerking it. She's like, he stretches in the showers. Like, yeah, stretches his pud. And she was horrified by the image of her boyfriend jerking off in the shower, and it completely fucked her up. And every time she's like, so are you sure? Should I ask him? I'm like, sure. He might tell you.
Did she ask him?
She asked him, and she's like, he's like, he told me no. He just says, sometimes I stretch. And she's like, it's like, he's like, yeah, I might've done it once or twice. And like, that means he does it every time.
Every time.
She was I completely opened her eyes to the world of men. She is some sassy gay who has no business telling her about this. I told her she could not drink, but she did drink. But she and I, whenever time we had cottage duty, we would just sit and tell, and I would tell her stories about boys.
Carl, are you still in the shower?
I wonder where she is today.
Carl, because I think I just found out some information, Carl, why your showers are so long.
She.
Because you're too fat to stretch, Carl.
And I said, and she's like, sometimes they'll be like, you know, 25, 30 minutes. I'm just like, honey, no one needs to stretch that much.
I remember when my brother's youngest son started taking long showers. And we all knew. He was taking like 3 showers a day. We all knew. Because we'd all been there.
Oh, God. God bless her. God bless her. Anyway, and I was thinking about Carl jerking off in the shower, too. What's your next one?
My next one was... I'm just going to say it. And I don't like that I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all. But my next tea bag is...
What?
I hang a little bit right.
I can't hear you.
I think Luke is right.
Oh, yeah. I kind of agree with you.
And I do not want to say that, but he is calling this relationship with Hannah and Dez full on. Like,
say what you think about it, though.
What I think is right is that Luke is... Now, Grant, what's not right is Luke is making it about him. Like, I can't believe she did it to me.
Yeah.
But...
He's bringing up the timeline.
He's bringing up the timeline, and he's calling out Hannah's hypocrisy, and it is kind of
true. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah, I agree.
And now Luke tries to act like, I just want to be a nice guy and tell her she's jumping in too quick. But it is like, either she was really
BS.
Lying about...
That's BS. She wants to gimme her. He wants to gimme her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either she is lying totally, or Hannah is so dickmatized, she is just fucking like way jumping into this relationship really quickly.
It, to me, this feels like, and see if you follow my logic here, this feels like the first relationship you have with someone who is, you're so sexually compatible with, and you desperately want to make it work because you're both kind of like, oh my God, I've never had this before. And normally you realize that person has some type of mental illness. And I think I'm speaking, this may be a little personal.
And it might have been us with some of the mental illness when we were younger.
Yes, but this happens. Usually it happens to you 23, 24, where you find a full sexual compatibility and you kind of don't know what to do and it kind of freaks you out a little bit. And you're like, is this love? Is this what? No, honey. Love is sitting around doing laundry and having the other person say, I know you're tired and I'm not going to cook dinner, but I'm going to go pick up Chinese food. That's love.
Carl, I think we're in love.
Without me asking you to.
You know, I have supportive reasoning for that, and I'm going to get to that right after this commercial break.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And
we're back.
And the reason why I agree with you about this whole kind of this sexual compatibility is that y'all, because it's going to come back, when you're dating when you're in love with someone, I don't, maybe not Poodle, but I don't want to go fucking people, other people's beds.
It
almost is,
it feels a little like she's throwing it in everyone's face.
Yeah.
That she's fucking this guy and so in love.
It feels like all of a sudden they're in Natural Born Killers. And without the murdering, they're just on a fuck spree. But this idea of going into Kyle and Amanda's room, breaking boundaries because they can, this the constant PDA, that is behaving in a way that is kind of like fuck drunk.
Well, do you think that's like Hannah wanting, she's wanting to say, like Paige said, Hannah's wanting to say fuck you to Kyle because she doesn't like Kyle. And she's wanting to say fuck you to Luke by throwing the PDA in his face.
Yes, both of those things.
And she doesn't have any beef against Carl, but it does feel like she's using it for that. And I got to say, everybody's like, oh, Amanda's like, oh my God, they're great to each other. Y'all, and they're getting engaged. So I really hope I'm wrong. I don't know if this relationship is going to burn out and fizzle like a firecracker on the 5th of July.
I feel bad because we did a guest spot with them, and I mean, she might be
listening. I love Hannah. I will tell her, I wish her the best, but I would call it like I see it. Like this, that's our job.
You know what? He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He is an
actor. At least from what we're seeing.
I think he's hot. I will say he is hot. He's exactly my type.
He's not I mean, he's cute, but he's not my type. But
he is mine.
You have got to be careful with comedians, y'all, because one reason why comedians are funny because they're so damaged.
They're going to show you the best face that they have.
Yes.
And
then they're going to fall and buckle because inside they feel like they're a piece of shit. Something's wrong with them. Because that's where a lot of their humor comes from.
It's true. Oh, it's my oven.
Oh, God.
It's my oven that's preheated. but no. I think you're right. He's an actor. I don't know if she's met the real Dez yet. The real Dez is an emotionally insecure kid inside. And
maybe she has. Maybe she has.
Yeah.
They were together in COVID, so maybe she has.
Yeah. But I will say, I have a feeling about him. I'm like you. I have a feeling about him that he's a really, really good actor. He will perform until he can't perform anymore, until he realizes, until finally he really thinks that this is a person who can take my worst. And then the facade will start to come down. It's not happened yet.
We're wrong. We love Hannah. Love her.
When someone who is an actor like that, and especially someone who just they mystify you with how much either sexually or just delight you in every way, and they start showing you little bits of who they are, because they've done that because you're already in. And they'll start to take the little flaws, but this is how it happens. These people are actors, and that's what he feels like to me.
People like us, we get through the day. Oh,
great song.
It also seems that and Hannah's the same way, really. And I think Hannah can be the same way, but also think that I think we're going to see a little bit of it next week.
Hannah's a little more connected to where she is emotionally,
in a way, but in some ways, Hannah's connected to herself emotionally of how she wants to be connected to herself emotionally.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sense. I want to point out this thing that Dez said at
Dez
the table.
Dez does have a nice dick, though.
Oh, it's nice. That what he said at the table, by people who are kind of like inappropriate. I consider myself quite inappropriate. But this is inappropriate to a level. This is inappropriate. He's smart. He is testing boundaries.
Oh, he's very smart, yeah.
And he is fucking with everybody else in the house. That's why everyone in the house besides Amanda is kind of like, he kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Hey, and you know, Paige has been silent. She hasn't said whether she likes this or not. And
he gives me a weird vibe, y'all.
I definitely think he... When he seems like one of those guys, when you're with him, you feel like you're the only person.
Totally.
He makes you feel like you're the only person in the world.
Because they're actors. They're actors.
And then, but
I speak from experience.
But when you're not the only person in the world, in their world, you feel like you don't matter. And that's not going to be great for Hannah. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I like her, so I hope we're wrong. But
that moment where he said he was testing boundaries.
But Hannah's controlling. Hannah she can is. Be controlling, like a Paige.
And so maybe
she, relationships.
Maybe she needs to be with an actor, you know.
Maybe, like, yeah.
They will have a very tumultuous relationship if they stay together. And some people are okay with that. Some people, that works for them. But I was going to say, when I say boundaries, they were saying, yeah. And you see him kind of like holding court at the table. And even someone like Luke kind of sees through it. He's like, yeah, I haven't had much time. He's like, I think he's all talk, though. That's what it's happened. He's like, yeah, we only kissed on the first date, but we fucked on the second.
Well, he is the Lex Luthor to Luke Superman or whatever you want.
Totally.
And that it's the totally different type
nerd
of guy.
Nerd metaphor.
It's true, but it is. This is what Luke can never be. He
no.
can never be this witty, funny guy. And if you notice, Des comments and it talks about Luke's body immediately when he meets him and he brings it up. Because Des, even though Des is a good-looking guy, he knows he can never be Luke.
And he also wants to neutralize it right away.
Yes.
So he brings it out to make sure Hannah knows and everybody else around him that he's not insecure about it.
And not insecure about it, and it's his way of saying, you have no power over me.
Exactly. It's almost like saying, you know, if you look like that, you must be brainless too. I'm telling you, this guy is smart, and in my 20s, I would have easily gone away with someone like this. Because maybe I did.
Mid-30s.
Early 30s.
This is the type of guy
33.
That I wouldn't be surprised if Hannah has a baby because he's talked Hannah into having a baby and saying, I love you so much. You're my da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And here's, he just
seems don't think she'd have a baby right away. But yeah.
He's 44, though.
Yeah, but he could have a baby.
But he might want to talk
in
her 10 into
years.
I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not.
Me
I don't
either.
Have a good feeling.
Yeah, he's oily, as I said
What's
before.
Your next
he's oily.
Teabag? What's your next teabag, poodle?
I wrote that the boat day makes me miss outdoor fun and on the water. It makes me miss when everyone would like smell like the water and everyone was kind of like sweaty and you would smell sunscreen.
And then
you would like make out and everyone would be kind of like water and the boat and then you'd fuck on the boat. Where was I?
Yeah. See, this just reminded me of Lake Murray and Lake Murray's dirty. I mean, you go along, you see a turd floating in that lake. I'm not swimming in that lake.
I don't want to talk about your Oklahoma lakes.
I mean, a lot of people go to Lake Murray, but it's just not for me.
Because you don't like it because you think snapping turtles are down there.
Yeah, exactly. When you jump off Elephant Rock, died.
We used to go to Lake Jocassee and Lake Kiwi all the times. And those were lakes near me. Those were very cold water. I think they were dammed up man-made lakes, but they were very cold. And clear dark water.
I don't know what Lake Murray is. I just think it has water moccasins in it, and I'm not swimming in it.
So you never got in the water?
I don't like to. No.
Wow. What a prissy little thing you were. Oh my God.
I only went to the lake.
I was swimming pools.
When the closeted friend I had, when we would go camping, and I would hope that he might lean over and touch me a little bit.
Would you get in the water though? Would you ever do like water sports, like ski or like wakeboard?
No one has peed on me. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant real water. Sorry.
Yeah. like skiing or like wakeboarding or things like that, or boogie boarding?
Nope, didn't like it.
Really? We used to do it every summer. I miss it. You didn't do ever like what? You never went out the lake and like swam and like.
My mother thinks the lake is disgusting. She hates the lake.
Interesting.
So we never went. My dad got a pontoon, a little bit boat with his second wife, but then they never used it. And he finally said, "Bunch of goddamn fucking idiots out at the lake."
I agree with the jet skis.
Had a kid, and when I was in sixth grade, he was in fifth grade. He was killed by a jet ski.
I can see you not wanting to swim unless you could see the bottom.
Why? Because there could be a shark in there.
You swim in the ocean? You swim in the ocean, though, don't you? Maybe you don't.
I have. I don't love it. I'm a Pisces. I love
swimming in the ocean. Even though I don't know what I'm going to step on, it's kind of exciting.
I don't like that. I like swimming in Aunt Peggy's pool.
In a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt and my socks, because I didn't like feet.
God. What a prissy little queen.
And Peggy's pool, I just had to walk up the street.
What's your next one? Is it your turn? I think it is.
Oh, is
I talked about boat fun, yes.
Let's see, what did I have next? Let's talk a little bit about the Paige situation, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Paige. And I mean, we know that they broke up in life, but I was a little taken aback when Paige got emotional because
she hasn't really the whole season. She's normally kind of like wisecracking and she doesn't really show her true feelings.
Did you feel a little bit when Paige was talking about Perry to Hannah and she was talking about, well, I'm always a peacemaker and that's it. I felt like, are you talking about Perry or are you talking about Hannah? But you just can't tell her that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because I feel like this season's been hard for Paige because Hannah is always kind of getting into these altercations and some of them are valid. But I feel like Paige is always either having to defend or calm her or soothe her.
But I don't think she'd never say that to Hannah.
I don't think she could.
I think that's probably how she's been in life.
For sure.
Yeah. That's my brother. He's the peacemaker in our family.
That was me.
Yeah. My mother and my father and I are all just jawing at each other.
Oh, my God. If you and I shared a room, you would totally have phone sex in the bed while I was sleeping. When your boyfriend would come to the house, you would fuck him in every room. Oh, my God. Is this why we like hate Paige and Hannah so much?
Like hate Paige?
I messed up my words. Why we like Paige and Hannah so much.
I'm not good with words.
Well, I had one Kate Hudson vodka.
Oh, then I'm completely sober. I don't like these shows when you've been drinking.
I only had one and it's 9 o'clock here.
Can I just say Hannah and Dez had sex 3 times and the noises they were making, I was uncomfortable but I think I don't ever want to know the noises that I'm sure I make really reprehensible noises too.
I know that you sound like a cat in heat. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
I do not sing this little light of mine. It's disturbing. So I'm sure I make terrible, ridiculous noises. I can't really think about it. Although I don't ever say, like sometimes.
Wait, are you telling me you've never recorded yourself having sex?
Anyway, let's talk about the next. Let's talk about the next one. Y'all, if you ever see a video on the internet that just says, "Are you filming this?" Wait, I wasn't ready. I wasn't going to be ready for camera.
It's PianoCat 77.
I haven't even signed a waiver.
It was nice to see, though, I was going to say this. It was nice to kind of follow up on my teabag. It was nice to see Paige kind of let her hair down. Do you agree with Kyle when he said he loves Paige without Giggly Squad, without Hannah? Do you feel like she's a different Paige?
Yeah, I think she can be more, less of a twin and less of a confidant to Hannah, because Hannah needs those friends. Hannah needs that kind of best friend. And I think Hannah gives Paige a lot, that kind of security that Paige needs.
Yeah.
But also it comes with a lot of, you know, clamp your mouth down to not say certain things.
I agree with that. I think that's probably one reason why you and I have stayed friends so long, and why I like our friendship, love our friendship, is because I actually don't have to take care of you. And I was in that pattern so much of taking
care of people. No, you don't have to take care of me. I'd rather you not.
I don't. I really don't. By the way, have you been looking at couch tables that I sent you for the back of your couch that I'm looking at right now? I just want to make sure. Did you get that message?
I've looked at some of them.
Okay. Just sent a few.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't take care of you, so I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Hope you saw the floor plan chart. Hope you saw the floor plan chart. We should move on.
I don't have much more. There's not.
I don't
there wasn't
either.
A lot. I do say they did. They'll tell Paige about fucking in Kyle and Amanda's bed, and I said this is really disrespectful.
It is,
and I'm not high on that term, you guys. But this is a boundary fuck. This is Dez coming in here and trying to piss all over everything that is kind of respectful about these roommate situations. You guys, if Dez was here in the house for the rest of the summer, he would start little fights among them, and everyone would be miserable by the end. Dez is dangerous. Mark my words.
I kind of think Hannah's even more, because you know what Hannah wants? She wants Kyle to get angry at her and come at her, and she wants Dez to take up for her.
Truly, that's exactly what it is. And Dez is right by the Hannah playbook.
Exactly.
Yeah. They both make each other more Hannah-ish.
Yeah.
More Dez-ish. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Y'all, and can you imagine double poodle? That would be horrible.
I don't want that. No, there's plenty. There's too much for one of me. There's too much of me. I agree.
It's like that Patreon member who's on, because y'all, if you're on our $15 tier Patreon, you can watch our intimate portrait videos of us doing the podcast. And someone said, "Ooh, I was able to get y'all on my TV, and I'm watching you on my 56-inch TV with my Bose sound." And I said, "That is too much, gay."
Yeah.
I feel like we can't be on at least nothing bigger than a 35-inch TV. I just feel like it's too much.
Yeah, it's just, I kind of agree. They'll come in and they'll shut you down.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said, this is too much gay. We regulate this with the government.
We regulate this with the government.
Yep.
That's all I have,
I think,
y'all.
That's all I have. It was a short show just because
nothing happened.
Yeah.
Y'all, that is the show. Be sure to go to realitygazepodcast.com for all of our other show information. You can come for us on Cameo.
What do you think, just before we leave, do you think, is it editing, or are they just kind of checking in with Carl? Is Carl going to have some kind of moment in the next episode?
I don't know if it'll be in the next episode, because I feel like they would advertise it, but I'm thinking, is Carl not going to stay all summer?
I don't know. They're moving towards something. I just can't figure out what it is.
They are moving towards something for Carl.
Yeah.
So because either he's going to leave, or he's going to come to this, I need to be totally sober. Right. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Something.
Or there's speculation that Paige and Carl might get together.
If Paige and Carl got together, my head would explode, and that relationship would actually work.
I totally agree. I think it would work.
Why would you say that to me and get me excited?
No, there was speculation about it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. All right, enough.
Now I'm disturbed. I don't know how to sign off anymore, y'all. So anyway, find us on Cameo.
Summertime, summer house.
Bye.
That's awful.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.